Well, each year on December 21st, we have the reading of the Visitation, which is the second joyful mystery of the Rosary. So whenever we pray the joyful mysteries, hopefully we're doing those every day during this week, every day during Advent. I always recommend reading the joyful mysteries. We read about this event of Mary visiting her cousin Elizabeth. And it says Mary set out with haste because she knew that Elizabeth was elderly. She was already 6 months pregnant, and Mary immediately left everything to go visit her cousin Elizabeth. Now, in those days, this journey from Nazareth to what is now called An Karim, which is in the hill country of Judea, was at that time was a 3 to 4 day journey. It was not safe for a woman to travel by herself. Normally, people would travel in groups or caravans. I'm sure St. Joseph went with her, at least on the way over, and then left her for the 3 months. And then after that, when it was time for a lady to come back, that's when Joseph would go back and get her and bring her back after the birth of John the Baptist. So what we see here in this mystery of the Visitation is Our Lady's charity, her service to her elderly cousin, and how Our Lady brings Jesus to everybody that she visits. Our Lady had just conceived the Son of God in her womb, so by this time, the Lord was only maybe a week old in her womb, maybe 6 days, 7 days old in the womb. So we have this beautiful meeting of the two mothers and the two unborn children, one who's 6 days old, one who's 6 months old. So we have the meeting of the Savior with his prophet, John the Baptist. And what's so beautiful, it says, as soon as Our Lady entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth, as soon as this unborn babe heard the voice of Mary, this six-month babe leapt in his mother's womb. He did a little Irish jig in his mother's womb, right? Or Israeli jig in his mother's womb. So you have this beautiful meeting. And what happens is John the Baptist is sanctified. He's cleansed of original sin, according to the fathers of the church, according to Gabriel, who told Zechariah that he'd be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb. So we have this sanctification, this cleansing from original sin of John the Baptist, who is the prophet to prepare the way for the Lord. So these two women meet, Mary, the mother of the Lord, the mother of God, Elizabeth, the mother of John the Baptist, the six-day-old baby in the womb, the six-months-old baby in the womb. And this is what really is Jesus' first miracle. It's a hidden miracle. The wedding feast of Cana was his first public miracle. This was his first hidden miracle, the sanctification of John from original sin. It's so beautiful when you read the Old Testament of how the Ark of the Covenant was taken into the hill country, and it stayed for 3 months in the home. And when King David heard that the ark was there, he danced for joy before the ark. And the same word is used for David dancing as John leaping in the womb. So you have this beautiful dynamic of the Ark of the New Covenant, Mary bringing Jesus to the home to bless the home of Zechariah. Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cries out in a loud voice, the second part of the Hail Mary, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." So she prays Mary first, "Blessed are you among women," and then she prays Jesus, "Blessed is the fruit of your womb." That the fruit of the womb is sacred, it's precious, it's holy, and that's why we're all pro-life from the moment of conception until natural death, because life begins in the womb. Life begins at conception. That the fruit of the womb is not a curse. It's not a burden. It is a blessing, the Holy Spirit says to Elizabeth. Blessed is Mary among all women, among all the 70 billion women that will ever live on the face of the earth. Mary is the most blessed. And the fruit of the womb is sacred. It's blessed. It is holy. And then Elizabeth, out of humility, says, "Who am I that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" This is where we say in the Hail Mary, "Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners." Mary is the mother of God. because Jesus, her son, is God. That's why she says, the mother of my Lord should come to me. So the Holy Spirit had to tell Elizabeth this because there's no way that Elizabeth would have known about the Annunciation, that Our Lady was only a week pregnant. And yet Elizabeth calls Mary the mother of God, the mother of my Lord. So that was revealed to Elizabeth by the Holy Spirit. And it says, as soon as your voice reached my ears, the babe leaped, danced for joy in the womb. Blessed are you who believed that what would be fulfilled will come to pass. Unlike my deaf and dumb husband over in this corner who did not believe. Remember, he's still sitting there, can't speak, can't do anything. So she's contrasting. Blessed are you who believed, the angel, unlike Zechariah who did not believe, would be fulfilled. So again, what a beautiful passage we have today, this passage of the Visitation. So when you pray the rosary, think of Our Lady's humility. Here she was, the mother of God. She could have sat back and said, I'm not going anywhere, I'm the mother of God. She didn't do that. She went out of charity, out of service, to bring our Elizabeth help and assistance, and to bring Christ to Elizabeth. So we see Our Lady here as the evangelizer, to bring the good news of salvation to Elizabeth. So if you go there today to An Karim in the Holy Land, you'll see this beautiful church built over the spot of the Visitation. And in all the languages of the world, they have the Magnificat in all the languages of the world at that spot where Our Lady sang her first Magnificat, which we'll be hearing later this week in the Gospels.